Schools restrict screens, Padres win 3 of 4, and a hard look at the housing math. San Diego Unified's Board of Education voted unanimously, 5-0, to approve a phased classroom technology restriction affecting more than 100,000 students when school begins August 10th. The policy bars YouTube and other video streaming platforms on personal one-to-one devices, removes computer carts from transitional kindergarten classrooms entirely, establishes scheduled on and off hours for district-issued Chromebooks, and restricts AI-enabled software. An early assessment is scheduled for January 2027, with a full annual review due by May 2027. Enrollment figures released in June showed SDUSD had enrolled 1,085 new students for the 2026-27 school year, reaching 82% of a target of 1,309, a solid pace, though set against a backdrop of San Diego County having lost roughly 33,000 public school students over the past 8 years, driven by lower birth rates and rising housing costs. Superintendent Dr. Fabiola Bagula received the 2026 Leadership Award from the San Diego LGBT Community Center and the National Art Schools Network's Outstanding Superintendent Award for Arts Leadership ahead of the new school year. The Padres closed out their home series against San Francisco with a 6-5 win Sunday at Petco Park, claiming 3 of 4 games. San Diego stands at 57-54 overall, 31-25 at home. Right-hander Michael King started at 6-7 with a 3.38 ERA. Reliever Yuki Matsui earned a win in long relief Friday with 3 scoreless innings and 2 strikeouts. And Jake Cronenworth delivered the decisive single Sunday, following a similar clutch performance the day before. The team also signed pitcher J.P. France to a minor league deal Saturday. The housing reform package drew largely celebratory coverage, but the underlying assumptions deserve scrutiny. The projection of 12,000 additional units from transit corridor density bonuses depends on developers choosing to build, which in turn depends on financing costs, construction labor, materials prices, and whether projects pencil out at targeted income levels. Multifamily developers are already pulling back on new starts, per the Allen Matkins survey. The $150 million in anticipated federal and state matching funds is just that, anticipated, and federal housing policy has been volatile. The $150 million in commercial linkage fees accumulates over time as commercial projects are built, meaning a softening in office and retail development could cause that revenue stream to undershoot projections. The concrete indicators to watch: permit issuance numbers for ADU and multifamily projects and transit corridors beginning in early 2027, and the trust fund's first full-year budget reconciliation, expected around mid-2027. If commercial linkage fee revenue in year one tracks below the projected pace, the $150 million assumption may need revision before projects already in the pipeline are fully committed. The vote matters, but the permits pulled and the dollars collected will determine whether the ambition survives contact with the market.